The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis back here with Robin, who's been preoccupied most of the first hour.
I was not. Good morning.
Yeah, you were. So, we have Tom on the line. Let's talk to Tom. Leave Robin alone. Hey, Tom. Hello, Tom. Chris, are we...
I heard something about Robin, then I lost it.
I don't know what happened there, buddy.
Well, I did tell him that we wouldn't be getting back into the show until about 6 after, and he said okay, but remember, he is a trooper.
So. That is true. He's probably on a call somewhere. Mm-hmm. He can call back. I knew
he
did.
And he will, yeah.
So, yes, indeed. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Chris, you're between 40 and 50, right?
He and I just had this discussion.
I'm older than your wife.
Are you really?
Yep.
Didn't think he was. I thought he was much younger than me because he looks like it.
Well, then I have to apologize to you because I made you much younger. So.
Well, I do have a little kid inside of me.
Well, yeah, I know that. Yeah.
That's me. I'll never grow up. I refuse.
Okay, well. John's listening. He asked if you guys were both about the same age because you both grew up in Catonsville. Where'd you grow up? Elk City.
No, I lived in Catonsville till I was about 10.
Right.
And then we moved out to Ellicott City.
Okay.
And then I've since come back to Catonsville.
I got it. Yeah. Yeah. Well, John.
We're in our middle 50s.
John is around. Yeah, I know you are. I would classify it just a touch.
Over middle.
Anyway, John B. thought you were close to his same age. So apparently you are, and I was mistaken because I thought you were much younger. Much younger. Take it as a compliment, Chris. Anyway, he's probably on the phone with Tom. So.
No, actually, we have Arnold on the line.
Arnold, let's
talk. I missed your call.
That's all right. Yeah, okay. I was trying to compliment you, but that's all right. Let's talk to Arnold. Good morning, Arnold.
Hey, good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Awesome. How is Robin?
I'm wonderful.
It's just another lovely day here in Abingdon. Out here with Gibbs, commuting with nature a little bit before all the other zombies get out here on the road.
Uh-huh. I hear you.
Smart. We saw one last night. Was it yesterday we saw that driver?
Oh, that guy was nuts.
I'm amazed he didn't kill anybody before it was awful.
Yep. But anyway, we're not going to describe the vehicle or the situation, but it was a very dangerous deal. So, yeah.
Thus far this morning, I've seen a brace of wood ducks. The resident Canadian geese have been raising cane over at the library, and
right.
A big pileated woodpecker up behind me raising cane on an old tree. So,
well, see,
you're having a beautiful.
You're
morning.
Having a great morning. That's perfect. That's one of the reasons why I go out. I don't see stuff here at the house that I see out in the woods.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I think teleworking and periodically I do have to go in because I'm key and essential. But it's given me a new perspective of the stuff I'm driving away from every day.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No question. No question.
anyway, you sounded like you needed a caller. I just wanted to.
Well, I appreciate that, man. I really do appreciate that. You have a.
So do I.
Yeah, you have a great day, and we'll be talking soon, I'm sure.
All right, friend. Be good.
All right, thanks, Arnold. Bye. Take care. See, saw a brace of wood ducks. Heard a pileated woodpecker.
I could hear the birds in behind him.
Yeah.
I like that. That was really nice.
I know. Yeah, listen to the resident geese going over. It's all good. So, yes, let's see. Jim's on the line. Let's talk to Jim. Morning, Jim.
Morning. How are you?
Good. How about you?
I'm just wondering about recreational fishing for rockfish.
Okay.
What are the rules and when can we go?
Well, right now the spring trophy season is in. It came in on the 1st. Restricted to the mid-bay. You have to, if you catch a 35-inch fish, you have to keep it. There's no catch and release. So that's here, let me read the guidelines again. I did this first hour. Trophy-sized striped bass may be targeted in the Chesapeake Bay from May 1 through May 15 with a limit of one fish per person with a 35-inch minimum size limit. All conservation regulations for this season can be viewed on the Maryland Department of Natural Resources website. Charter boats and commercial fishermen, which are regulated as part of the food supply chain, can continue operating but must abide by social distancing guidelines and may not have more than 10 individuals, including captain and crew, on the vessel at any time. Following U.S. Coast Guard guidelines, the department recommends charter boat operators consider implementing additional safety protocols such as regular disinfecting of surfaces and using personal protective equipment. And by the way, the Maryland Natural Resources Police will be on patrol to assure these rules and guidelines are being followed. So, but
does the Upper Bay open soon from Burlington Channel up?
That'll be after the 15th. The summer regulations haven't been confirmed yet or done yet. So the public comment period is over, and I'm going to guess because of the way things are going, it's going to be last minute that everybody's going to find out. But I'm going to guess next week we'll know what the summer regulations are and when you can fish other areas. But none of the tributaries are open. The only thing is the main stem of the bay.
Right. So. Okay. Now, I have a commercial crab license. Does that entitle me to go out and catch two fish? Or do I still have to catch one?
That one, I don't know. You're going to have to check the commercial regulations on that one.
Okay.
I wish I knew. I don't.
Okay. And are the boat ramps open yet?
No.
No. Like the Wye River and all that.
That I don't believe that. I don't believe any public boat ramps are open because they're recreational. Fishing and boating are prohibited.
Well, see, like I said, I have a commercial crab license and I crab.
Right. As part of the food chain, I'm guessing you could probably go use, you know.
You think I could use a ramp because of my license?
Man, you're catching me on that one because I don't know the answer to that on the commercial side. I probably should. But it'd be best if you check with somebody in that profession.
Yeah, I have the numbers of some of these ramps, so I'll give them a call.
Yeah, give them a call. That'd be best.
I'm going stir crazy. I gotta get out.
Who isn't? We all are, man. We all are. So
yeah. Exactly.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the. I'm ignorant on the commercial stuff. So
that's okay. That's okay. Just wondering.
Yep.
Thank you.
I got it. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
We got a hello this morning.
We got a hello. Hey, buddy. Grandson, what a picture, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. You can't go out and you can't talk about your experiences, and, you know, it's just... Oh, it's so frustrating.
I know. Trust me.
Very frustrating. So,
Well, it would be interesting to find out if people have some trips lined up for when this lift breaks. That would be interesting to find out what people have planned.
Well, it's very difficult to. I mean, I'll ask the question, you know. I mean, what do you have planned? A late August Wyoming pronghorn hunt? Where are you going after this is over?
Yeah, it'd be interesting.
Look, I talked to the Maryland Bowhunter Society the other day. You know, they had their event planned for March 9th. That's a big event on our calendar for bucks, bears, stags. You know, hey, we don't know till the stay-at-home order is lifted when we can book our venue again. What are these businesses doing? I mean, this is driving everybody crazy. You know, it really, look, Chris, you go out there on a normal day and there's traffic all over the place. The grocery stores are crowded. Okay. Everybody's wearing their face mask or should be. The home improvement stores are busy. You know, so the only place you really can't go are restaurants. Am I right, Robin? Pretty much. And businesses that are deemed non-essential.
Correct. Any recreational.
But I mean, I asked them to call me. Maybe I'll touch base later. With a couple of our sponsors were supposed to open today, yesterday or today. So.
Well, I've noticed, let me see, when I came to work Thursday.
Yeah.
I noticed more traffic heading in the same direction that I was as compared to normal. I mean, granted, it still only took me 15 minutes compared to 45 minutes to an hour.
Right.
But I noticed there was more traffic. And then before the show started, I was talking to Robin, and I told her I went to a big box store that specializes in outdoor stuff. And I'm walking up to the front door, and a young man saying, "You need to put your mask on." I said, "I understand." I said, "But I don't put it on until I get ready to walk through that door." And then as soon as I walked through the door, I had my mask on. One of the employees standing at the front gate making sure that everybody had their mask on, she's standing there with a mask down around her chin.
Yeah, of course.
And then as I'm walking through, everybody was okay. It wasn't until I was getting in the line to check out that the three people in front of me, they had their mask down around their chins, acting as if nothing was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And there was nobody in the store walking around saying, hey, these are the business practices that we're observing right now. You have to have the mask on. Please
right.
put it on.
I'm very familiar with that store. I'm not surprised.
Yeah,
but, that kind of stuff where people ignore, and I guess that's what I say about being able to trust people for common sense. When I worked at the hospital, we were a non-smoking campus. I mean, we smoked when I was there when we first started, but we became a non-smoking campus. And you had to go to the road to smoke a cigarette.
Right.
Okay? And you would go out there, and they would patients, visitors, would be standing in front of the no-smoking sign smoking.
Mm-hmm. Because they were outside.
And if you try to say something to them, you look like they're going to bite you.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing I've noticed, too, is I'm seeing a lot of masks and rubber gloves on the ground.
Oh, yeah, it's stupid.
Really?
Yeah.
On the ground.
Oh, it is.
On
it's all
ground.
Over.
People.
And as President Trump said, we hope that the cure isn't worse than the disease. Yeah, there's going to be major fallouts in so many areas, and trash is going to be one of them. And nobody's going to be around to pick it up.
Well... I don't know what to tell you about people.
Oh,
man.
No.
There's no way you can.
That's why I said sometimes you got to police stupid.
I don't know how you can.
You can't.
Yeah. You mentioned Tom was a law officer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Got it. So he had to hang up.
Yes, he did. Because, he called right before the break. And I told him, hey, we're getting ready to go to break. I said, can you hold? And he said, yeah. I said, we should be getting back to you a couple minutes after 6. He said, no problem. And I guess he was on the call.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, because I heard, all I heard was Robin, and then that was gone.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, he texted me. He's okay. Dealing with one of the stupid people that think all traffic laws have been suspended.
Yeah, I know. 695 is now the Indy 500.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, man. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. Somebody call in with an uplifting call. I mean, Arnold was, he was on the edge there with the brace of wood ducks and the pileated woodpecker.
Oh, I love that.
And
that was
and
perfect.
The Canada geese.
I could hear the birds in the background.
Yeah, I know. I know. So,
the heron has made an appearance.
Ah, right there in the local waterway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I miss that waterway. I like going in there.
You did, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. Lake, what would we call that? Let's name that lake, Chris. Try not to get in trouble, but let's name that lake.
Oh, somehow.
What'd I do?
I just got a feeling you opened up a bag of worms.
Oh, nah. Chris could come up with a very imaginative name.
I missed something because I was answering the phone. What?
Oh, I said let's name the lake out front.
Yeah, give me a minute. I'll have something.
Okay. That
in the
good.
Meantime, we got Bruce from Baltimore City on the line.
All right. Oh, by the way, I just got a text from John at Chesapeake Outdoors. They are open. Finally.
Yes.
Yeah, man. So we'll have to make a visit in there. But I'm sure they're under the social distancing guidelines and no more than 10 people and all that stuff. So that sounds good. Chesapeake Outdoors, Kent Island.
Yeah, I had somebody who texted me looking for fishing stuff and because Chesapeake was shut and they were missing them desperately.
Yep, no question. No question. I'm sorry. You said you have Bruce on the line?
Bruce from Baltimore City.
Okay. Hey, Bruce. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Robin. Morning, Chris, also. So, anyway, a positive event today. Anybody who lives in the Baltimore metropolitan area or Washington, D.C., the two performance groups, squadrons for the Air Force, and was the Air Force the Thunderbirds, I think, and then the Navy, also supposed to, 11:30 today to 11:45, are supposed to fly over the Baltimore metropolitan area and then proceed to the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. So that could be a good event to look up to and feel good about
feel good about our country, huh?
That was the next thing I was going to say, and I said our country. It's like you read my mind.
Bruce, you read my mind because that was the one I was going to use if nobody called, so I am so glad you did.
All right. Have a good day.
Yep. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that. That is a good one. Yep.
That's perfect.
Yep.
I think it's wonderful. They did it over New York, Massachusetts, and New Jersey.
Yeah, I mean, it is something for the people
week.
To rally around and feel patriotic about. You know, our military is still on duty. It's still out there protecting us, protecting our constitutional rights to freedom of assembly and freedom of speech. Robin?
I'm
trying to bait you in.
Yeah, I'm not. You're not. It's not happening. I am not about to get into that conversation on this radio show. I would be crucified.
You might be.
Nope, not doing it.
You might be.
Alan and I had a differencing of opinion about some of the things you can do in the right to assemble.
And, well, we have the right to assemble. We can choose not to out of our concern for our own sense of well-being. But there are those people out there who are assembling because they believe that their constitutional rights have been affected by some of these declarations from our elected officials. And whether they choose to go out and risk contracting the virus is their choice. But Robin's argument is, since she's not going to talk about it.
No, Let me say.
You said you weren't going to talk about it.
I think people who assemble, like the ones in Annapolis who did it, would just drove in and drove out and stayed in their cars.
Yep.
Okay, and prove their point. There were some assemblies this week that I did not agree with the way they were handled.
I got it. Well, look, if I live in the D.C. metro area of Maryland, or the D.C. metro or the Baltimore area of Maryland, up to and including Frederick County, the bedroom county there, bedroom communities of Frederick County, where there's 1,000 cases or over 1,000 cases in Annapolis, or 5,000, 6,000 in Prince George's, or 3,500 or 4,000 in Montgomery County. Hell no, I'm not going out and assemble. Okay? But if they organize something here in Talbot County, why wouldn't we? We've got 20 cases in the whole county. 30 cases, 35 cases. The risks are lower.
Lower, yes. What I was saying, and you know what I was talking about.
Sure.
But there were people yelling in police faces without masks on within 3 inches of their face. Okay?
Well, yeah.
And I have an issue with that.
Well, if I were the police, I'd have an issue with it, and it would be considered assault.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. Let's talk to Tom. Morning, Tom.
Save me, Tom, please.
Hi, guys.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. Haven't been fishing or hunting, but Robin will appreciate this. The only thing I've been out hunting for is yarn for my wife.
Yes, I do.
Oh, good God. You're in that trap, too?
Uh-huh.
I am. She doesn't want to go out of the house for anything, so that duty's been relegated to me, along with grocery shopping. Something I hate to do, but it's what it is.
That you and Alan, but well, Alan won't let me go in the grocery store. I've offered to go, but he won't let me go in the grocery. I have some issues, so he wouldn't let me go. But and actually, I tell your wife I found this great place to get yarn from Canada. That's really, really great yarn. I'll be glad to give her a contact.
Really?
Yeah, and it comes really quick.
Okay, you'll have to text me that, because she has been getting some stuff online. So
I found this yarn that I really love.
Are your ears bleeding yet, Alan?
I think he passed
from
out.
From what? I'm right here, buddy. I'm right here. I'm the one that gets the packages off the front porch.
And I will
when they show up.
I will say, Tom, if your wife needs a certain color, call me or text Alan, because I might be able to ship it to her out of my stash here, because it's gotten way
too stash.
Late. It's gotten.
You
late.
Call it a stash?
Are there lots of naked sheep running around because of the amount of yarn that she's got in the house?
No, we call it the warehouse.
Oh, okay.
It has a whole closet full of it.
Just one closet?
Yeah, just one. The better part of my closet.
Uh-huh. Well, okay. Yeah.
I just called to say hi, guys.
Well, that was uplifting, Tom. Thank you so much.
Tom, it's the best part of the day. And you know what? She and I can carry a 9mm, and we don't have to have a license for it.
Yeah, there you go.
A 9mm
crochet
hook.
No.
All right.
Take care.
All right, buddy.
Have a great
stay
one. Thank you.
Thanks. See ya. Bye-bye.
I mean, look, we've had to, things have changed. I had to, how long did I spend last week trying to get my nails off from the salon?
Way too long. I think that may have been where you picked up the virus, though. Remember,
what?
You were at the nail salon right before we went on
mid-December. We were in Deep Creek. It has nothing to do with that, because nobody there has been sick. And actually, that was the old nail salon, so I can't say that.
That's
not
right.
My new one.
That was the old nail salon. That's right.
But we went to Deep Creek right before I got sick.
Not picking on anybody, but weren't the majority of the technicians Asian?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. We don't know what interaction they had with their families. The 400,000 Americans who were flying back and forth to China, to and from China in December. We don't know what interactions your nail technicians had with their families from Southeast Asia and from China
Is Vietnam Southeast Asia?
Vietnam is Southeast Asia. Yeah, Vietnam is Southeast Asia. But we don't know what interactions they had with their family, where they had been or who they had been with. So I'm going to say rather than Deep Creek Lake, where there are only four cases right now.
We went through Baltimore. We went through all those areas and stopped and went to the restrooms. So, no, it was somewhere in that travel thing that I did, whatever I did, either getting my nails done to do it first or to going away or, you know, in Royal Farms bathroom. Who knows? Whatever it was, I was miserable.
Or you came into contact with somebody who went on a cruise.
That's very possible as well.
Yeah, especially since half the people I know go on cruises.
There you go. There's your sign.
That's very possible. So it could be anything. You just never know, you know? And I could tell you, whatever I had, if it was anything even in the remotely close to what COVID makes you feel like, okay, if it was COVID or wasn't COVID, whatever it was, I never want to go through it again. When Alan comes into the bedroom and says, I'm really worried about you. This is scaring me. It was bad.
Yep. It was bad. Very much so. You know what? We sent hats out last week. A number of our listeners ordered hats online. And we appreciate that. They all got them.
Oh, yeah. We didn't even talk about that today.
No, we didn't talk about the hats. We have this trademark, registered trademark, Geestern Shore. Geestern Shore, Shore, which is a website, geesternshore.com, or a Facebook page, facebook.com/geesternshore. And we talked about it on the air, and a number of our listeners ordered hats last week.
Yep, and we're getting pictures with people with the hats on back.
Which is really cool. Yeah,
I mean, it makes you feel really good because people are enjoying them. It looks good.
And our buddy John B. just sent us six pictures.
Oh, he looks good too.
He looks good in that. We're going to ask his permission to use them on Facebook. We just did.
Alan.
We have folks that are sending us pictures with their social distancing masks on, you know, their COVID masks.
So. And their Geestern Shore hats.
And their Geestern Shore hats. So it's pretty fun. It's a fun endeavor. It sure is. So, you know, we even had beautiful pink ones for the ladies. Pink hats.
It's just funny. You keep saying that, and I'm wearing a red. My red one is my favorite.
I know. You and John wear red. And
Brian wears red.
Well, you're allowed to wear red. It's a free country. Freedom of assembly, freedom of speech, freedom.
Oh, help me
right
today.
Right to keep and bear arms. What? Freedom of religion.
Go right. We're going to go buy. I got the right to go buy crab meat today.
If that's what you want to buy. Good grief. All right. I'm sure somebody's trying to put us out of our misery. Yeah. Website Geestern Shore. That's right. Geestern. What did I say? That's spelled
web geese.
Web.
Oh, web. The website. I love it.
It's
love
a dad
it.
Joke.
But it was.
I
a,
love
oh,
it.
A good one. It really was. It really was.
Oh, we got to find a way to incorporate that.
Yes. Visit our website. Oh, that sounds. That's fun.
I know. We just got a new tagline. Or how to fix. Actually, we got to come up with a new hat.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. I got an idea, too.
So do I. I got it. Yep.
I got one, too.
Yeah. Do we have any callers? That's what we need to find out about.
That we don't have.
Well, then let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway exit. Number 9, that phone number, 410-242-6108. Well, look, if you need it for the outdoors, if you need it for fishing or hunting, they've got it. They've got live and frozen bait, fishing license, rod and reel repairs, lures, hooks, lead weights, tackle for perch, trout, panfish, and bass, circle hooks for rockfish, bucktails, umbrellas, parachutes if you need them, St. Croix fishing rods, Penn spinning reels, the Battle 2 series, comes in about 6 or 7 different sizes. Same thing with the Fluger spinning reels, the President series. Again, they have different sizes, different sizes in that series. Kids fishing combos, monofilament line, and any kind of line, actually, braid if you want it, to wind on your spinning reels. Just take your empty spool in there and they'll fill it. They will fill it. So why not think about going fishing after this is all over? You can, once the restrictions are lifted, you can actually go catch and release some fish. You can, you know, go just enjoy what we do. Hopefully recreational boating will be allowed. I don't understand why that has been shut down in the first place, but that's me. I guess they don't want people, you know, congregating at the ramps and that type of thing. But Clyde's is ready to go if you're ready to go. And, of course, don't forget the fine line of Browning Firearms. Now's a good time to go in there and take a look at some of the fine firearms from Browning. No question about it. They've got the, you know, we talked about home defense, and there's a limited amount of Browning pump shotguns being made now. It's not the most popular thing, but Clyde's has a good inventory of them. But then there's the Maxis, and there's the A5, and there's for the rifles, there's the new BAR Mark III, the Hell's Canyon Speed BAR in a burnt bronze finish. There's the Hell's Canyon with three different models for long range and light. You know, there's a lightweight model and so forth. Why not stop by? 410-242-6108 is their phone number. 410-242-6108. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Just off Beltway Exit 9. Open 7 days a week. We'll be right back after this.
Finally, a taste of the warmer side of spring here across the Mid-Atlantic. And not as severe weather as what we had to deal with for much of April. Our temps today climbing into the 70s, 73 degrees this afternoon. Good 4 or 5 degrees above average. Low tonight, 60. And then a chance for showers tomorrow on Sunday with a high of 75. Monday, mostly sunny and a high of 70. Showers Tuesday and 60 degrees. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hi, I'm Sean Casey. And this is Bruce Elliott of The Morning Drive. We'd like to share some guidelines for dealing with this virus. First, wash your hands with soapy water for at least 20 seconds. If you can't wash them, then use hand sanitizer and don't touch your face. Keep a physical distance of at least 6 feet from anybody else. Use a cloth covering to cover your nose and mouth when out in public. And keep using our sponsors for their products and services. And stay tuned throughout the day to Talk Radio 680 WCBM, where Baltimore is listening.
Talk Radio 680.
I'm on a first name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box. It's always under construction for all my weapons of mass destruction. I got buzz baits and Zara spooks, pumpkin seeds and flukes, booyah crawfish jigs. I got a 7 foot flipping stick, all the soft plastics to hook one on a Texas rig. My wife stays on me and my banker just told me that he's working on a tax deduction for all the money I'm dropping on my weapons of mass destruction.
I've got ready to sing on the air. That was bad. I love that song.
What? We got Diane on the line.
Right. I know. Brian said Tom should just come over here and shop at the house.
See there?
His wife.
Tom should just come over here and shop at the house for his wife for yarn. I agree.
Okay, now, Diane.
Diane, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Ellis.
Oh, it's Alan and Robin.
Okay. I enjoy your show. I listen to it now and then. I wanted to ask you, what month is this Shad Run?
Shad Run's going on right now.
Is it like the end of March, beginning of April?
Yeah, usually that it starts there, and then it reaches a peak in about mid-April.
Okay.
And then it's starting to tail off. I'm sorry?
I guess they won't be having, they don't have much of, you're lucky if you can get that in the store.
Shad Run in Maryland, and there, you're not allowed to keep a shad by recreational fishing. If you like shad roe or you like boned shad, that's a commercial enterprise.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, okay.
It's kind of hard to find in the stores. And you were talking about mud shad one time. That was like later. Is that a type of shad that's just in Maryland and you?
No, it's a gizzard shad. It's a mud shad. It's inedible, basically.
Oh, it's inedible?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. I also wanted to make a suggestion. I enjoyed your hunting story, the time you were talking about the hawk, that where you turned and saw the hawk.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it would be nice to encourage people to call in about their fishing stories and their hunting stories. Women would love that, too. I love that. My brother's got some real fishing stories, too. And some of these people really experience some things.
Sure. I agree.
So keep it up. I enjoy your program.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yes, indeed.
Bye.
All right. Thank you, Diane. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, there are some good ideas. There are some great ideas. So, mercy. Good. Great. Robin?
Huh?
I can't keep up with the texts and the emails right now. I'm trying to do a radio show.
We have
a caller
on the
line. Yes, who is our caller?
Nick.
Nick. Good morning, Nick. How are you?
Okay. The reason I'm calling, I go down to Fort Smallwood Park and sit down there and watch the ships and boats going in and out the harbor. And I take my binoculars with me, and I can look all the way across the bay to the eastern shore, and I see looks like piles of dirt along the shore for miles. And I'm just wondering what that is.
That's a good question.
Do you have any idea?
It could be a couple things. It could be oyster shells. It could be dredge material. Dredged out of the harbor, that type of thing, or
yeah,
out of
that's
the,
what I was thinking it might be because I see a lot of dredges working out there. Keeping the harbor deep enough for the big ships to come in.
Right,
but,
right.
But this black stuff, it goes for miles along the shoreline.
Yeah, yep. Or it could be chicken manure. You never know what's piled up over here on the shore.
Over here, you never know.
Yep, you never know. Could be any combination of the three. So.
Okay, thank you.
All right, buddy. We'll check it out. We'll see if we can find anything. But I'm gonna be 90% sure it's dredge material.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah. I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Okay,
have a great day.
Have a good day. Bye-bye. Oh, brother. Oh, our grandson's listening. How about that? Isn't that nice? Yeah.
Isn't he cute?
Got it. Yes, he's cute. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Martin's on the line. Good morning, Martin. How are you?
What is going on down there in East Town?
As far as what?
I'm stuck with yard work today. I wouldn't dare go to a public land, and it's like an invasion.
Yeah.
So how are you all doing?
Doing good. How about you?
I'm all right, man. I'm hanging in there. My boy's crabbing. He's happy, so everything's good.
I'm glad to hear it.
That's great. I'm glad to hear he's out crabbing.
Yep. So, anybody fishing up near you?
Yeah, here and there. And then we're trying to keep them separated from what I'm hearing. But I got into the catfish rather good before all this happened. And then the perch come along. And then perch weren't that great up here. But it's I pretty much give up on for now until this gets over with.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this whole fishing season is going to be a wash. I've been going for more than 10 years. I've been going on my annual trip to one of the Baltimore City reservoirs to fish for smallmouth bass. And, you know, this is affecting some good friends of mine that are just, you know, they just don't understand why a reservoir is closed, you know, to fishing when it's electric motors only. You know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
People are going to have to be responsible at the ramp. You can't get within 6 feet of each other at the ramp. You know, do they not want two people on a boat to sit at opposite end? I mean, I just, this is.
Yeah.
Some of these restrictions are just beyond the pale to me.
So. Yeah, I've been thinking about a watching trick and get into them flounder, but I don't even know, you know, what's going on with that. So I guess I have to let that go this year.
Yeah, watch prig is always great for flounder. A little late, isn't it, for the spawning run?
Yeah, they usually hit down there good about this. Well, it's starting to get late. It's towards the end of them down there, but usually,
yeah, mid March that thing kicks off and then runs good through the end of March into early April. But
then you got to hope you get a good day when you do go.
You can get out and go. Yeah, I wouldn't have wanted to go out. I don't think I'd have wanted to go out. Yesterday on the bay, but I don't know. I don't know how many diehards are out there. So
that we're dealing with our youngest trying to graduate from school and all that's a matter.
Oh, well, that's interesting. That's an interesting dynamic. Yeah,
really sad this year.
It is sad what's happened to the seniors. So
yeah, it's all those years put in and now this.
Yep, I get it.
I'm not in the virtual thing, video on how that's going to work, but we'll see.
Right. Well, they're going to run the virtual Kentucky Derby today.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Yeah.
Holy grief.
How do you run a virtual Kentucky Derby?
They'll do it somehow. It's all about a dollar somehow.
See, there's the key right there.
They have those little machines like they have in the casinos. You bet on the mechanical horse.
Yeah, the little mechanical horse that runs around the track.
Yeah, or like when you go to the like Dover Downs or something like that, and you have the what's it called? You go upstairs and you see the
sulky races. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you do any track anywhere? I guess it'll be like that. You just look at the television.
Right.
But I don't know, man. I don't know.
I got it.
All right.
All right, man.
You have a great one.
Thanks, Martin.
Martin, how's your son doing about getting crabs?
He's into them right now, and they're doing pretty good, but they're not getting much for them. So he does have market.
Gotcha.
Yeah, he does have them. I won't say what the prices is. It's not much right now.
I got it.
All right. Sounds good.
All right.
Thanks, Martin. We'll see you later, buddy. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Have a good one. Now gave me another idea for this weekend, too.
Now you want crabs.
Well, I was already going to make that stuff with crab in it.
So why don't we, instead of paying $30 for a pound of crab meat, which is not a bad deal, why don't we get some crabs, and what we don't eat, you can pick, and then make your stuff crab stuff with that.
We can pick.
Yeah, you can pick.
We can pick.
I'll buy the crabs. You pick them.
I would say something right now, but I'm not going to.
This is a family show, Robin.
I don't know how to pick no crabs. You're from the shore. You should know how to pick a crab.
I'm not talking to you anymore.
Oh, good. Thank God. Any callers on the line,
yes,
Chris?
Let's talk to Stan.
Thank God. Stan, good morning. How are you?
Alan, Robin, how you guys doing?
Doing great.
Doing great. We really are.
Real quick, before I get into my subject, there's a place when you leave East Point and go into Essex on the left side, and they're selling a half a bushel of live crabs for $50.
Of what crabs?
Live.
Live.
Oh, half bushel live crabs. Okay. For how much?
A 50. 5-0. There's a sign right on the street.
Yeah, okay. $50 for half bushel. Okay.
But anyway, I just want to let you guys know, I go down Wilson Point just about every day, and the boat ramps are definitely open because I was over there yesterday, and there were like four or five trucks with empty boat trailers.
Okay.
Plus, on the weekends, I'll go over there probably about an hour, and there's a lot of kayak and canoe people.
Yeah, they're allowed to go. That's exercise.
Right. But they got their fishing equipment attached to their their boats and all.
Well, sure. Yeah, they're fishing for sustenance for their families.
Right, but anyway, I just want to let you know that they're free ramps and they're definitely open. And Cox's Point is the same way.
But they're not open for recreational motorboating.
Right, but the there's I don't know what.
Right, that's right. They're not open for recreational motorboating. You can't go out with your motorboat and fish recreationally in those areas unless you're going out to the main channel of the Chesapeake Bay and fish for striped bass, trophy striped bass, 35 inches and up.
Right, but they've got a couple of piers down there, and nobody's on the piers.
Well, yeah, would you be? If you lived in Baltimore County, would you be out? I wouldn't be. Sorry. I used to live there. Go online and check the flu cases, confirmed flu cases by zip code. It's scary. My old zip code in Baltimore County, it was 300 and some cases in my zip code.
I know the west side up around Windsor Mill and all, those are heavy too.
Yep. So. All right. Hey, look, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Right. Take care.
All right. Time for one or two more calls. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Chris, are you with us?
I'm here, but
no call.
Crickets.
Crickets. Okay, I got it. This has been an exhausting 2 hours for me for some reason today. I'm not sure.
I can't help you with that.
Hmm?
Why has it been exhausting?
I don't know. I think I should just leave the phone alone. But the phone keeps, you know, going off the emails.
I know, and you cannot leave that phone alone.
Well, I mean, that's how Chris communicates with us, too, so I have to look at it.
I know, but you can't. You cannot. You are trained to your phone. We have had this discussion.
I know. And then my son-in-law texts me. And then...
Sorry.
I knew you'd like to see that one.
That was the first thing I thought of, too.
Yeah,
so.
But it's okay. It's all right. We're having a good time, and we're trying to stay positive, and we hope you are, too.
We're trying to be uplifting.
Uplifting, that's right. Uplifting. That's a good one. That's a good one. Hey, look at that. Camo Preacher out there in West Virginia. He's got deer in his yard under his bird feeder.
Oh, I got a picture for you, too.
That's a real-time photo right
there. I love
it. Yeah, isn't that cool?
Well, they're there visiting him for his anniversary. Happy anniversary, you all.
Oh, good for the deer visiting Russ for his anniversary?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
They're bringing him good luck on his anniversary.
I got it. So, yes, indeed. Ah, brother. Well, let's see what happened here yesterday. A friend's friend with a picture. Holy moly, look at that thing.
We're on radio. You got to tell people what you're looking at.
It is a picture of a man hauling in a rockfish that looks to be well over 50 inches.
Oh, my gosh. I can't remember the last time I saw a rockfish
that
big.
That's a big rockfish. That is a huge rockfish. Now, it could be the camera angle, but it is a big fish no matter what. So somebody's doing well. It looks like they're social distancing on the charter boat, too. Really does. Captain Dawn. Hey, let's talk to Gary. Gary, good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
I just wanted to tell you, I've been fishing Liberty all my life. I live on the Liberty Reservoir area.
Right.
And I called the mayor's office yesterday and tried to explain to them, you know, why in the world are they closing the reservoirs to fishermen when you only allow one person or two people at the most on each boat
right.
because of the weight factor? And they told me, I was told, they're worried about lawsuits, that if somebody was to go down there and use a spotted pot and get coronavirus from that spotted pot, they'll sue the Baltimore City. And my answer to that was, well,
take away the spotted pot.
Yeah, well, not only that, but my answer is, you know, when you had the zebra mussel scare and you closed the gates right away and everything like that, well, we, you know, had to sign affidavit, you know, that we will not put any our boats in any other water except the three reservoirs. And why not, you know, I'll sign an affidavit in a heartbeat to relieve Baltimore City of any liability.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
and
hey, shouldn't that be part of your reservoir permit?
Exactly. I mean, yeah. I mean, it's all they would have to do, and then that relieves them of any kind of liability once you sign it, and then you get your permits, you know. And as of right now, they're losing a lot of money because it's $60 a pop. People had sent their money in. They're not even cashing the checks. Like, they're holding on to them just in case, you know, they do. I guess they're waiting for they get to, like, phase one or whatever.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, and they're waiting on the governor. They say that the mayor's got to do what the governor says. So I didn't bother calling the governor because, you know, I'm lucky to get anybody with Baltimore City, you know, to answer me. But anyway, you know, my own opinion, it doesn't make any sense, you know. And the same as the hunting or horseback riding, walking, it's ridiculous. I mean,
I know.
Who gets together, you know, I mean, when you're horseback riding, you're going to catch it from the horse, or I don't understand that.
I know.
So, I mean, it's really crazy.
Well, hey, look, I appreciate you reaching out to the mayor's office and finding out what's going on with the reservoirs. That's the reason that they're afraid that somebody's going to get COVID from using the porta potty.
That's what I they're worried about getting sued.
Oh, well, no.
You take care, Alan. And,
All right, man.
Robin,
appreciate that.
You have a great weekend.
Thank you so much. Appreciate the call.
Have a nice weekend, and I'll try to get out and fish somewhere. I don't know where. But
Well, good luck on that, buddy. Thanks.
Get out there somehow.
Take care.
All right.
All right.